Bam, bam, bam. What's good, everybody? So you guys might notice something a little interesting. Just me right now. Shane's got some stuff that he's taking care of on the back end. So I'm just going to be rolling solo possibly tonight, or I might have a special guest. I'm not really sure. But we're working that out. We'll see what's up. But just wanted to say thanks for everybody stopping in tonight. Can't wait to get the show started. Another recap night. All right. I got confirmation that we got our secret guest that's going to come on the show tonight. So here, I'm going to bring him in the stage. Bam. There it is. What's good, hey, Joel?
Hey, how we doing?
Thanks for jumping in, man. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for having me. Always fun, man.
I know, man. Look at you. You and I back on it. Double. That's been a while since it's just been you and I. Been several years.
Been a long time. I know.
So you've been good, man?
Yeah. Actually, I recorded a YouTube video the other day for like the first time.
Oh, nice.
In a like, okay. I don't know, a couple years. I think it's been a few years. And so it was just like weird, like doing all the routine and then like getting the video out and starting to edit it again and like cutting and adding like, you know, overlays and text. And I was like, how did I used to do that? I'm like sitting there trying to remember all these steps. But it was cool. Like seeing it finally all come together again. I don't know. So it's kind of fun.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Yeah. And we're kind of out of sorts tonight. So just, I didn't do the normal intro. My name is Adam. Beach Bum Exotics. Tonight, I've got Joel from State 48 with me. So anybody that's listening, apologize for just jumping right in, but there we are, right?
And,
chat. Yeah. We've got a lot of people out there tonight, so thank you. First up, Jay, we'll give you a shout out. I know you're at work tonight, so leave us a comment tomorrow, man. Have a good night at work. Josh and Alicia, thank you guys for always being there. Herp and Harbins. Always appreciate the support.
Yeah.
And Chris, Fat Man Nation, evening, guys.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. Got Bods, Jeremy. Oh, what's up, brother?
Yeah. How's it going? Yeah.
Shauna, thank you.
He has.
Dude, Bods has been going nuts, right?
Tornado, right? Yeah. Am I right?
Tornado. I've seen some crazy tornado stuff coming from it, especially other people posting like, hey, pick this up from Bod's Exotics.
That's what's really cool to see is like that, you know. I'm just like, dang, dude, couldn't have happened. Like, I don't know the full story, but like really cool Genie has, and I know a lot. I don't think anybody else has it, right?
I think it's new here in the States,
right?
Yeah. Kind of thing.
Okay.
But I don't know a ton about it either. I know that
it's cool.
I got to look at the calendar. I think Bod's Exotics is coming up. We might be interviewing.
That'll be good.
We might be interviewing them. So,
yeah. Better person to ask. Sure.
Yeah. For sure. We're back to our old ways, just rambling, you know, nothing. What's up, Shanna? Sean, I mean, sorry about that. Always good to see you. Dwight, what's up, people? Hey, man. We got Ashley, the front runner for the top commenter, going on like a month a row now. So, And who else we got out there? I think that's about it. I think we covered it. Well, thanks, y'all, for stopping in. Tonight, we got a little treat. We've got Joel with us. And,
I mean, I don't know.
Like I said, Shane's got some stuff. Yeah. Dude, it's always a treat having you around. Definitely.
Yeah, sure. And thanks for that.
Yeah, man. And you've been having a great year. Saw some amazing clutches that you've been hatching out. You hit some puzzle stuff, right? That looked pretty sick.
Yeah, we were happy with some puzzle stuff this year.
Yeah, man. What else? You hit some stuff in the Rainbow Gene too, right?
Rainbow. Hats. So we made some Rainbow
hats. Right. Here.
Yeah.
Right.
Some bananas. So we had a banana clown clutch, super rainbow like. Nice. Right. So.
Yeah.
I like it, man.
Yeah. Banana clowns look pretty cool.
They're crazy. Yeah. They're so cool. I've never hatched them before this year. And like seeing that, I don't know, coming out of the egg.
Yeah.
They're wild looking. I mean, you know, any of them, even just like the banana clown, like they're super pretty, you know?
Yeah. So totally.
I don't know.
What's your opinion on the spots? No spots or spots?
I don't know. I guess I don't hate the spots necessarily because I don't know. I feel like in some combos, it kind of does look pretty cool. I wish it would stay how it looked like 300-400 grams though.
Yeah, you know? I kind of do too.
Like, I understand that like any snake's going to fade right over time. Like that's just unfortunately how age works. Right. So, you know, but if, they can maintain, I feel like, fairly close, you know, that would be cool.
For sure. You for know? Sure.
And yeah. If they didn't have the spots, they would, I think. Yeah.
They what?
It's kind you of broke my up. For sorry. Rainbow. Sorry. Yeah. If they didn't have the spots, I think they would kind of look just like they do in their hatchlings.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, definitely. Because there's been some out there like, you know, like, some combos that kind of reduce the spots. So you get to see what banana looks like without it, even into adulthood. And yeah, dude, it's cool. I don't really care either way. I think it's a pretty unique aspect of the gene. So a lot of people don't like it, but I think it's pretty cool. So
yeah, it's really weird. We don't really have another gene that does it.
Yep. Yeah. Even Ashley was saying they look awesome after that first shed banana clowns. Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. I've never seen one like come out of an egg and then first shed.
Yeah. Jeremy's got a banana clown cutch due to hatch in a few days. Could be clown pieds. If the female.
Yeah. Nice, that's what dude. I was shooting for. I missed on the banana clown pieds, but.
Okay. So you were shooting for that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But double head to double head.
It was. Yeah. It was double head to double head. So.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a leopard stranger fire yellow belly double hat to a banana leopard spot nose yellow belly double hat.
Oh, crazy, like, man.
Yeah. So I have no really idea what I've even hatched, you know?
Right. There's a lot of variability there. Holy cow. So Charlie's going to be getting some sheds from you.
I need to send them all over the place is what I need to do. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah. So then, you know, speaking of shed testing, something I kind of changed this year is, you know, right from the beginning, I've started to, except for my first couple clutches, I just started to separate them right off the start, you know, instead of keeping them
you
all.
You and I were talking about
incubator. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to get that first shed, you know, I'm just, you know. You know, I don't know.
Right,
I don't know what's right and wrong or if there is a right and wrong, but I mean, everything's working fine. Like, you know, snakes shed all by themselves, just like they do every other time, you know, they're all eight, you know, so.
And this year you're no cut club, right?
I'm no like, cut. Yeah. I'm no cut.
And you're separating right away after they come out of the egg.
And I'm separating right away. Yep.
Putting them in there. Everything's been good. Everybody's been eating.
Yeah. We have a right now. I mean, I'm at 100% success rate with first time offered food, you know, after that first shed.
Nice.
So that's been cool. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, I don't have a huge amount of numbers.
Yeah.
So
nice, man. But, I was going for the no cut club, but, day 60. I was texting you. I'm like, bro, day 60. What should I do?
I couldn't wait anymore.
Couldn't wait anymore. So I went in and I cut. But you know, none of them were twisted up. So I, in all honesty, I probably jumped the gun by a day or so. I got him.
Right. It might have been 6 hours. You know.
That evening type of thing, right? Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. But everybody's good, had their first shed.
I feel like they usually. Yeah, that was the DG clutch, right?
Yeah, the DG Hypo clutch. So everybody shout out, had their first meals as well. What'd you feed him for your clutch's first meal?
Mice, hoppers,
But yeah, I did hoppers too, and bods right there. I was doing the no cut until my first clutch.
Just until that first clutch.
I feel you, dude.
I hear you.
What's up, Will?
It's helped the past couple of years. All my animals are just like, I was just making heads, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't like shooting for like a lot of visual anything. So over the past couple of years, I just stopped cutting because I knew it was in the eggs, you know? So I wasn't like super, super excited. So it was easy.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of success for it, you know? And I just started noticing like positive outcomes overall. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stop doing this, you know? So I don't know. We'll see.
And just let him go. Yeah. I mean, I like it. I just kind of saying the cliche thing, well, out in the wild, there's nobody with the pair of scissors. Right. But what I think that's doing for the animal is kicking off those correct sensory kind of things right away. Right. They're using their egg tooth, the strength of it coming out of the egg. I think it just starts kicking in gear. The whole process.
Right. Sure. Sure.
Is it needed? No. I mean, I think we have,
I don't think so.
You know, 40,000 plus examples. Yeah. So, you know,
yeah, it's clearly not needed. Right. Oh, sorry. Donuts. Donuts stopping in really Dude, quick.
What's up, Donut? Yeah. Saying hi. What's up, Donut? I didn't know you had mini horses. When did you guys get
mini
horses?
We have little mini, they're actually mini donkeys, as it turns out.
You mean horses. Mini jackasses?
yeah. Come on. Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, we have little ponies running around here. Yeah.
For real. So. You guys have two great things, right? Donut and
We do.
Button, there you go. Why I don't know why I kept wanting to say Daisy. What the hell was that? Yeah, Button.
Perfect. Daisy's just as good.
Daisy's just as good. Yeah, but oh man, too good, brother. Too good.
Yeah.
And then what? Most recently, you had a clutch with lace in it as well, right?
Yeah, we had. This is our first shot at the lace puzzle.
Okay.
And it was also a shot at hypo. So we had a lace Mojave, and it was double head hypo puzzle. And we paired him to a hypo puzzle female. So we had a good shot because we had the double on the other side. Yeah. We hit all hypos, which is fantastic. We hit three puzzles and we hit I'm 100% confident we hit the hypo lace puzzle. It's really cool looking. It changed the pattern, which is kind of cool because we hit. So I feel like we got really lucky in the clutch. We hit three puzzles. We hit just a hypo puzzle. Mm-hmm. We hit the lace puzzle, the hypo, and then a Mojave, which I feel like it has to be the hypo. The lace. I feel like it has to be the lace. Mojave.
The whole thing. So right.
I think it's the whole thing. Yeah, I really do. But you know, that could just be wishful thinking. Either way, it's super pretty. It's just very bright. It's like yellow. It's so yellow. It's weird. Like some of the pattern going through there. So, and I know hypo and Mojave puzzles make like a yellow, but it just seems like a lot. And it seems like the pattern is, it just seems wacky, you know? And I think lace does a little bit of that too. So, but I'm very confident in the lace hypo puzzle. Very confident. So I know we hit that. So it's really cool. I'm kind of just waiting on it to shed so I can post it, you know? But yeah, very excited. And then,
Because that's brand new.
Yeah. I haven't seen one. As the lace puzzle.
Yep.
From RCR.
Yeah, from RCR's got the lace puzzle. Yeah, definitely. But with Hypo, I don't think I've seen one yet.
I don't think anybody's done it yet. I don't know about it. I mean, there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of cool stuff. So I don't know. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I mean, we produce the male, so that's always cool.
Yeah. You produce in-house. The female. So, right. That's pretty cool. That's fun. Yeah. Yeah. Dude.
Yeah. So that's just cool. You know,
I'm a grandpa.
Yep.
That's pretty cool, dude. That's a project that when lace was first hitting, I know you and I talked about it. Marshall talked about it a lot, seeing that to fruition. Pretty badass, you know.
Yeah, it's been years, man. We're trying good to job, do dude. This.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm so excited, you know. That's what's cool about these freaking snakes, you know. You get to do stuff like that. It just takes a while sometimes.
Yeah. Right. I think that's something. It's funny, we all have to have a lot of patience to be in this industry because, you know, things. We're talking in years normally, not months and not, you know, so there's that aspect of it. But then at the same time, we're all extremely impatient. Like, oh, I can't wait 55, you know, or 60 days for these eggs to hatch up and cut.
I've been raising this female for 3 years, you know, those last 60 days is just
rough. Exactly.
For sure. I agree. It is. Yeah. I mean, it does. It takes a long time to do a lot of this stuff, you know, and that's why you got to really like doing it, I guess.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Can't all be about money, really, you know?
Right. No. Right. You've got to have, you know, the P word passion, you know, or some sort of like thing that's kind of keeping you in it, basically.
Yeah.
Ashley had a good question. Can you hook a cart up to your ponies? Have you tried that with Button or Donut?
No, they get easily. They get easily tow. They tow me every day on a walk.
I know. We need to get.
I'm resisting.
Yeah. You know, the little two wheel buggy, like it's just got the wheels, like no front wheel or nothing. Right. Yeah. We got to hook one of those up and send you out on the trails with the dogs.
It'd be dangerous. I might die. They would go too fast.
I did it to mine.
I feel like I've seen videos of that. The Danes.
That'd be hilarious to me, man. Yeah. That would be too good. Yeah, we'd have to film that and put that on YouTube. You need to do that.
They could easily do it. Button is a workhorse. Donut would be lead, you know, the directions. But Button would be the one doing the pulling.
Just pulling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
she's built for it.
Ashley's got great ideas tonight, dude. You could be like an Amish door-to-door salesman with snakes. You would be the only one out there. You could be hand-delivering snakes by Great Dane. I mean, it might take you 3 months to get across country, but like think about the joy that person would have seeing you pull up with your cart. The damn dogs and a snake.
I mean, that would be all green. Right, I'd be going green with that.
Oh, I mean, your green footprint. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Imagine the social credits you could earn with that green footprint over there.
So I'm saying there's value in this all around. Okay. And I'm not using technology to sell to the Amish. So think about that. It goes even further.
Yes. Right. Yep. Sure. Exactly. Sure. Man. I like it. I like it. Oh, man.
Yeah. Good. Snakes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We need videos of this and I need to see the written proposal. I might want to invest. So let's get a fleet of Great Danes. Too funny. Well, so normally around the 20 minute mark, we're going to announce next week's guest. Sure. So we'll go ahead and take care of that. We've got and then we talk about last week's session really quick, too. I'll tell you about it. But real quick, announcing next week's guest, which is going to be a real good one. It is Jessica Hare from Hold Back Rack and also Hare Hollow Farms. I did it, Joel. Jessica's awesome. I love her YouTube videos, amazing content. So like, she's very analytical. I like how her thought process breaks it down. She produces great animals as well. It's just the reptile name. My tongue just would not. It's like
right in a row.
A lot of H's.
Right in a row. You know, there's three there.
But
so yeah, I get it.
I know that's what I think it was because I'm not very smart.
Right. Yes, I didn't want to say it.
Yeah,
but that is that is it.
I know it's a me problem. The name is completely fine.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, Jessica's gonna be on. Gonna be a good one. So looking forward to that. Can, you know,
yeah, that'd be cool.
Next Wednesday. Yep. Should be a really good one. And then last week, again, because I'm all kind of out of sorts with this, we didn't really talk about that. I know, obviously, it was Shane and I, not you, but it was a good episode as well with Tommy Gills from Inky Cloud Reptiles. She's kind of another analytical, genetic focused, you know, no BS snake breeder out there. And she was a pleasure to have on the show. It was a great episode.
Yeah, that was good.
So anyhow, cool. Oh, you caught it. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was good.
So she's, she focuses a lot on like the blackhead gene and some cool genes that you're not seeing, you know, a ton of focus around and, or not like, I mean, there is a lot of focus, but like, she's just hitting it in her own angle. So it was a good one. So,
Yeah.
Try saying it 10 times fast. No, see, that's when we that Jessica would get mad at that. Like, it's not me.
There's the problem. Right. We're maximizing the problem at that stage.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah.
Ashley did have a good question before. If you could create your dream morph that doesn't exist yet, what would it be? I've seen this one asked before.
I would think, I mean, the list would be long, right? So I'll just keep it simple to the recessives I want to see, I guess, altogether.
Okay.
Obviously, I think I like probably some codoms in there too, but
okay.
I think sunset hypo rainbow puzzle is the goal.
Okay.
That's the goal, I think. For me right now.
Say that again. You said hypo sunset rainbow puzzle.
Rainbow puzzle. Yeah.
Puzzle. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And nice. Then some genes in there that make that dark GHI. GHI will be probably in that for me, just because that's like kind of the base I already have. But yeah, that's my dream snake right now. I think that's gonna be cool. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. Yeah. So like dream combo. Yeah. That's a tough one.
It is.
I think
it is.
Yeah, it is. Right. Like for me, I think I want hypo desert ghost puzzle. Right. As my like kind of layer of the crazy recessive. And then incomplete DOMS to layer in there. I've been like crazy about Bongo lately, like just can't stop looking at Bongo combos out there.
Love it.
So I want some Bongo. That one is a tough one, man. My brain goes everywhere, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I just try to keep it like recessive, because there's a lot to do, right?
Yeah.
And even getting definitely. That recessive is like a lot to do.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, just
hitting a quad, my God.
Yeah.
Right. Like the odds on that are
They're tough. And it takes a long time to get there. But Yeah, that'd be good, man. Xanthic.
Yeah. So if you had to create look crazy. Yeah, Justin's been posting some pretty crazy black and white stuff. You know,
that is like as black as white you can get, I think.
I mean, I think if you're gonna work the Xanthic project, you've really got to strive to get the G in there. And look at what it's doing.
Yeah, I think right? so too. I mean, it's so pretty.
I love the hypoxanthic stuff as well.
Yeah.
But sure. I think the DG is just in that, like the palette that's amping up that contrast.
Yeah.
Making it way more silver.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's so, yeah, it's really good. That's a cool project.
Yeah. 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 I was going to take her question and spin it a little bit in the sense of, all right, not combos we or genes we have, but if you were to discover a new gene, what like color palette would you want to see, right? That we don't have, maybe.
Ooh, boy, yeah, that's tough, right? I mean, my first two that come to mind, so I don't know which one I would. It's. I would really like if we had, yeah, so that's it, right? If it was blue or like red, like American like flag red. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like red, you know, because I know we have a lot of reds that come through.
But if we like, use the tone red in describing things, but they're not truly red yet, right?
Yeah. Like coral snake red, you know, king snake red, you know?
Yeah.
That would be cool. Because you could do a lot with that.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I think blue is my number one. I think that
blue would be like cool.
Like a bright blue, not like so, like the hypo blue.
Like this is blue. Yeah, like blue. Poison dart frog.
I think that blue. Would. Yeah, right. Or some of the eyelash vipers and some of the other kind of viper species. Holy crap! You know, something like that. I think. For sure. Oh, Ashley also asked, have you ever owned any venomous snakes? Nope, never owned any. I had friends that have had them. I've picked them up before out in the wild, like moving them, you know, type of thing, but never owned any. My parents growing up, no way would have allowed that. Right now, my wife, that's her hard no, is like no venomous, you know, and I get it.
Yeah,
like,
me too. Yeah.
And it goes back to what I was saying earlier. I'm not smart enough to own venomous. I would probably do something dumb with them at some point.
Yeah, sure. I make mistakes, as it turns out. Don't want to make that one.
Right.
Yeah, they're so pretty, though. They're like some of the prettiest snakes are the venomous ones.
They are. Yeah, eye-catching, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
The gaboons are crazy.
Yeah. Wild.
There's a bunch of different, wild colors. Bunch of cool stuff out there. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, Joel, so Shane and I were kind of going to try a new segment where pick or have chat throw out a morph or two as suggestions, and you and I kind of rate it, give our opinions about it, good, bad, whatever it is, right?
Okay. Yeah. All okay. Right. Okay. We're working with, I like chat.
All right. Like, so we like could, AI. we'll try it out with, we'll see what chat will throw out. All right. We got our first one, tri-stripe. Ooh, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you go since Shane and I did this 2 weeks ago. I'll let you take first stab at tri-stripe.
At tri-stripe. So what am I saying? What do I?
So say? What's your opinion about it? Would you tri-stripe, work with it? Do you think there's potential in it? Do you like it? Would you recommend it to new breeders? You know, stuff like that. Those types of thought process.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. So I have a het stripe girl. I just have a single het stripe girl that I've just been growing up in the background just in case I ever really wanted to dive into it. I think it's really cool in some of the combos that I've seen. I think the coolest combo, the combo I think I've liked the most is the banana tri-stripe. Will has it, I think, has one.
He got it from Sterling at the show. Okay, we were at the show.
That's where I saw it. Yep. So cool looking. That was a really pretty snake. So I don't know, anytime a snake's like, I feel like nowadays the maybe necessarily the gene hunt, you know, isn't as strong as it used to be as the
Oh no.
we lost Adam. We lost Adam.
Yeah, I'm gonna have
Great.
to flip. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay,
We
I'll
can
flip
see
my
your
camera.
thing.
Yeah, I'll flip my camera on and off. I think my DSLR took a dive. So keep going.
I don't know. We might like it better, actually. From
This is how the
the
future of Reptiles Unplugged will be. It's just
yeah,
gonna be
Adam
this
is looking good.
glowing.
The little thing lights up. Yes, yeah, nice, dude. It's a nice aesthetic, actually, as it turns out. But yeah, anyways, I think that pretty snakes matter more nowadays than gene hunt. And if you can make a snake pretty, then it has potential. Because a
Yeah.
pretty snake will always sell, you know? So
So
that's,
you're
I don't
thinking
know.
aesthetics is more gonna be the future, and I might be stuck like this for a little bit. Let me see. Well, let me remove myself and come right back. Float the show, Joel. I don't know what happens if I leave though, because you're not a host on this. So I don't know. I'll just jump backstage real quick.
Yeah, okay, yeah, try that. Hey, everybody, this is Joel. As you can tell, Reptiles Unplugged hasn't improved at all since it came out. Adam's still making mistakes, and it's embarrassing for everybody involved, okay? But with TriStripe, I like TriStripe. I think it's cool. I don't know what chat's going to say about it, but we'll see.
Doing good,
There it is.
Joel. Doing good. But I think all we're gonna get tonight is the glowing beacon. So I think
Perfect.
this might require a hard reboot.
Yeah,
You
like
know,
I said,
man,
I
you
mean,
just gotta roll with the punches, brother.
it is
You just gotta
fantastic. I mean, it's a fantastic look. What
roll.
is your thought on TriStripe?
You know, my thought on TriStripe. So
Well, let me
I
ask you
think it,
this. Do you
yeah.
own any TriStripe stuff?
I do not.
Okay.
There was a point in time, though, that it was on my list of like things to buy, but it has
Okay.
since moved off the list.
Sure. Okay, yeah.
And it's not because I no longer like or want or desire to like work with the gene. It's I wanted to keep my collection at a certain size, and adding another recessive, especially one that hasn't had a ton of work done with it. So you're going to be starting a lot on the ground floor. Oh, Kirsty. Hey, what's up? You know, so if you're starting on the ground floor, you need a lot of space. And then my brain just shut off and went like, nope, you know,
Sure. Yeah.
don't go down that path. So that's my deal with it. And then I'm not sure interactions like I think it's cool because like you're kind of Wild West with you don't know how it's going to interact with certain genes, right? You know,
Yeah, dude. That was a great way to explain that. Wow, you are Wild West in that, for sure.
yeah, right. So I think that that's a positive for the people that are ready to do that, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you got to have a certain mindset. Your collection's got to be set up in a right way as well. And then you got to have the drive to see it through, basically. Because these are all things people aren't going to see for like another 5 years, potentially,
Sure.
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. So yeah, man, that's I think like if I had like a newbie coming to me and they're like, hey, my first snake's gonna be a tri-stripe. Right.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, that's cool. Not a lot of people work in it. What direction you go in, you know, probably ask some of those other questions. I'd probably warn as well, since not a lot of people are working it, you might have a hard time selling some of the babies, right? Because
Yeah.
who,
Yeah.
you know, but maybe not, right? With the right incomplete dominance mixed in, you might be producing stuff nobody's seen, and there may be a huge drop. Right. So I think it's one of
Yeah.
those kind of morphs.
Yeah, and I think that like is, you know, That's the message of, I think, the cooler the snake, the better, right? Like, who cares what the genes are necessarily, you know? I understand caring what the genes are, obviously, but I mean, like, big picture wise, like, man, if you can make a snake look wild, you can find an audience for it.
Oh
So
man.
if you're into it, then I would say go for it.
Yeah. Like Ash was saying, Bob Vu's Pastel Desert Ghost
Yeah,
Tri-Stripe is what first
that's
drew me
cool.
to that project. Yeah, that snake was amazing.
Very pretty.
Yeah, and there's been D-Stripe. That's, I think, I don't know if it's related to Tri-Stripe. They look almost identical. I know it's the
Yeah.
European kind of Tri-Stripe line or
Line.
whatever. That dude's produced some other combos that I see, and it's like right up my alley as well. I love that lateral striping that it
Yeah.
offers. Very cool looking animals.
Very clean.
Very
Yeah.
clean.
Very pretty. Yeah,
I
they can
think
be cool, man.
I think Tri-Stripe's got some legs. I just think right now, it's just gonna be kind of like certain people that are working it, not like everybody. You know what I mean? So, but who knows in a couple of years.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's what's cool about it. Somebody will do something with it though, down the road, and it'll be like, yep, should have got tri-stripe.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like when I saw Bob's animal, I was like, son of a, if I would have got
Dude,
tri-stripe like 6, 7 years ago when I was
you'd
thinking
be
about it,
set.
I could have some of that stuff,
And he was
But
not selling that for cheap. You know,
no, yeah.
so you know, you can find winners out there, I think, in any gene, right? So
Yeah, exactly, Ashley. 5 years and you have some
there you
awesome
go.
tri-stripe. Well, good luck
There
with
you
the
go.
project. Can't wait to see what you do with it.
Yeah.
And then, oh, she said above, I missed this comment. Ash was contemplating on trying tri-stripe and monsoon together. It's going to be amazing or extremely ugly. And I think you just defined monsoon, Ashley. Like, it's one of those morphs where it either looks really cool or you're like, whoa, that didn't do anything. That's my opinion on monsoon, right?
It's a very strong gene.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very powerful. It overpowers a lot of other genes.
Yeah.
But it's actually kind of cool in clown. You know,
The
I
clown
think,
stuff was all right.
yeah, you know, clown did something to it. So because we now know you can do something to it, you know, I feel like it kind of opens the door a little bit for it. You know, with tri-stripe. I mean, look at how many things don't really impact tri-stripe that much too. Tri-stripe's super strong gene also. So maybe those two things fighting, I don't know.
Could
Maybe
be
you get a
wild.
literal zebra-striped animal, you know? Like you connect dots around the animal for some reason,
What
breaks
if it
over the paw.
swirls it? It's just
Swirls,
like,
yeah. Like you connect dots. It's
it's
like trying to connect, but it's dotted. You know, I
right?
don't know. Who
Your snake
knows?
just hypnotizes people as it crawls around.
Yeah, it's actually illegal. You can't even sell it, as it turns out.
Yeah, I agree, Ashley. They're both strong genes, so it will be interesting to see which one wins out.
Sure.
Good luck on that. That's going to be pretty cool.
You know,
And
best case is you can see that they both worked together. You know.
yeah, right. I mean, somebody's got to do it, right? So that's the way I look at some of that stuff. And if you're willing to carry that torch, then go for it, right? Don't let my opinion, which doesn't matter much, sway you from anything. Like, I forgot to preface this segment with, these are just my stupid opinions. And you should, right? Don't let this sway you type of thing.
Keep your options open and don't listen to anything you've heard tonight.
Exactly. It's more about just having, like, if you have a vision and you think it's going to work out a certain way, I mean, kind of go for it. Talk about it with some friends, obviously. But like, go for it. I think that's the main thing. If it hasn't been produced before, then why not try it and see if it works out? You never know, right?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I agree completely. I mean, that's what I'm trying for the sunset rainbow. I'm really hoping there's something there. You know, banana sunsets are really cool. I don't know. Ultramount Sunset is wild. I
Yeah.
know you're a sunset hater, but you know, again, a dominant gene that now we've been shown you can like do a lot to. Like Sunset Ultramount was crazy different, you know. So I think that's cool, you know. And tri-strip, I think, is one of those genes.
Yeah, totally. I don't truthfully hate Sunset. Like, I think every gene out there, I just like talking crap on it. It's one of the fun ones to kind of talk crap
Yeah,
about. People
it
get
is.
very
It
passionate
is.
about it, and so therefore it's
Yeah, I agree.
but I mean,
Yeah, I agree.
Let's see. What's another gene that you wouldn't own, Joel? I'm gonna try and get you to say something bad about one gene out here. What's a
I mean,
gene you would
spider's
never
an
own?
easy target.
Yeah.
I have no spider. I don't own spider. I
What?
had a spider once. Early on, it was my first clutch, actually. He was a spider het albino, and I bred him to a het albino. And I got albinos. I didn't get any spider albinos. But I thought the spider albinos were crazy at the
They're
time,
cool.
you know, like 2009, 2010, somewhere in there when that happened. So I don't
Yeah,
know.
that was
But he had
before
a.
Spider got canceled.
It
He had a
was, and he had a
wobble.
crazy wobble. And like, I remember when I first got him, I was like, what's wrong with this snake? Because I didn't know that kind of getting into it. You know, so I don't know. He ate and bred. So I, you know, the argument
See, Joel,
stands.
you've already upset one of our viewers. Don't talk back about Spider. It'll make a comeback
Hey, Dad, it is one of the coolest looking genes we have, you
It did
know.
some crazy stuff, right? You can't
Yeah.
deny the bumblebee was an
No,
awesome
you
looking snake,
cannot.
right?
So
Like,
cool.
it really was.
Yeah.
It's difficult. Like, so I have two spiders in
Okay.
the collection. Neither one wobble. One is the
Yeah, okay.
offspring of the other. Mom didn't wobble, and the son that I have of hers doesn't wobble either. But I've seen the evidence firsthand and video, right, of it wobbling. I don't think anybody could deny that there is a neurological issue associated with spider.
Something. Yeah, something. Right.
Is it bad enough that we don't breed it? I don't know. I've always
Yeah.
been kind of like, I guess we have so many genes out there, so many morphs, why even mess with it, right? If it does have a
That's my
little
pick.
bit of a
That's, yeah.
neurological, like there's
That's how
so
I
many
look at
other
it.
options, right?
So many other options. I mean, you know, because there's a lot of snakes with kind of like a little bit of a autism, right? Like something kind of off, or something that, like, I don't know, like super spot nose have something,
But
right?
that's in the spider complex, so we
So,
kind
yeah,
of
so
know that,
yeah.
right? Same thing with cypress, chocolate, all of those
Yeah.
potentially in the super form can exhibit some wobbling. So, but I mean,
But I love spot nose, you know, and so I,
people
you
work a
know,
lot of spot nose, right? You
yeah,
just don't double it up.
right.
Powerballs, like gosh,
And
it
I have
can
hidden
have a
gene
bad wobble.
WOMA,
So do I.
and I know that some of those are weird, right? Or I don't know, but mine seem fine. I, you know, I don't know.
Definitely. I don't know, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. So once
And yeah.
I like, when we all as an industry kind of found out about the spider wobble in the sense of like, okay, now this is kind of being told, hey, if you see your snake doing this, this is the spider wobble, so people didn't
Right.
think they had a broken snake, right? I mean, it is
Yeah.
broken, but in the sense of
Yeah.
like,
It doesn't have
hey,
a
you don't have
disease or
nido, right? Yeah, you don't
yeah.
have a disease, so chill
Right.
out kind of thing.
Yeah. Yep.
I was like, all right, I got mine. I've always kept her cooler because I was worried about some sort of wobble. And I read on some forum, at some point in time that if you kept them a little lower in temp, you didn't see the wobble as much. So you good, or are you having technical difficulties now too? We lost Joel. So we are completely the handicap podcast at this point. No video from me and no sound from Joel. Yeah. Nope. We get no audio from you, homie. All right. Jump out, jump back in. If you can hear me, maybe.
No.
Oh, hey, I got you back. I got you back. Oh, no. All right, guys. Well, we might be cutting this one a little short today. So, Ashley, to answer your question, I can hear you. Yes, I can. We can hear you, Joel. We can hear you. I'll text. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we back?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, can cool. You can't. Hi, everybody.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Can this you hear me?
This is how Reptiles Unplug always goes, right?
No, I don't think Joel can hear me. Joel, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know this is hilarious. Tonight, dude, is like, if it could go wrong, it's going to go wrong. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So try Stripe.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. But I was answering Ashley's question really quick. If she thought that, do you think it's better to incubate clutches that have spider in them at a lower temp? I don't know if there's any scientific reptiles barely plugged. Exactly, Josh. So, Ash, I don't know if there's any scientific data that would back up what I'm going to say. But I myself keep spiders at a lower temp. So maybe incubating at like maybe it be at the lower part of your incubator than the upper part might lend to better results kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would work out, right? But so I think it may, because like I always keep my spiders a little cooler, and I none of the animals I produced had a wobble. A few of them that I've sold have been to pet people. They have not come back to tell me that their animal had a wobble. I assume they would, but maybe they wouldn't. So I don't know, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's something to the idea of that though, in the industry as a whole, you know, like we're putting a lot of pressure on the ball python's genome, and then we're not maybe considering that certain animals might need to be incubated different because of their genes, or maybe certain genetics make the animal actually go to 61 days in the egg, and the clutch mates without that gene in it hatch at 58, 59. Like Adam said, I have no evidence behind any of that, but I think it's a real possibility. I think it's like reasonable to make the argument, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. Right. I think it makes logical sense. I don't think so. This is the one thing I've learned in the years of breeding these animals, incubation process and keeping them. Heat is more devastating than cold, right? Yeah. So heat kills, cold, you have a better chance at surviving, right? So if it takes them a little longer to incubate at a cooler temp, then maybe that is the answer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's so. I don't. Yeah. I mean, we, Adam, we assume you're a bunch of spiders to figure it out.
You never know, Josh. I you never know. I was about to take that one wildly inappropriate, and then I had the curb pull myself back. But yes, so you're not going to go buy a rack full of spiders.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy a rack full of spiders to go test this hypothesis. But I think it is valuable to keep that in mind when you're doing your own pairings for your normal animals. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Let me ask you also like this. Would you recommend anybody new in the hobby buy spider?
No. Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
I
Okay.
couldn't. I couldn't. I
Yeah, it's a
couldn't
tough.
because I'm not. I couldn't not because of the animal itself. I couldn't because I don't think there's a significant enough market for it for you to
Okay.
go out.
To yeah, it like basically the resale of it doesn't really
Yeah.
make it worth kind of doing that, right?
Yeah, I think the industry kind of as a whole, I would say more than not don't want it now.
Yeah.
I think. And I think you can see that in the prices of the animals that contain it versus the
Significantly
same animal.
discounted.
Yeah, same animal without it. You know, a spider puzzle is cheaper than a puzzle, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So you look
When
at
you
Ashley
add a
Evans.
gene, what's that?
She said that's the hard thing because at the expo, spiders seem to be the first thing to sell.
Yeah,
I
because they're
mean,
so cool.
I think they are cool, but are those to other breeders or more to the pet clientele, right? And yeah, so I mean, that's the thing is that they do make eye-catching animals, man. So I could see why people want them. Yeah. It's a tough one for me. I go back and forth on it because the spider female that I have, she's an exanthic spinner blast and very pretty example of it. So,
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean the yeah, I was gonna say the black and white spiders, that like direction, really cool.
yeah,
You
very
know.
cool. I've been contemplating, I've got a snow male that was the very first snake that I produced that I held back. He's still here. He's kind of sentimental. Like I'm having a hard time maybe selling him, but I've been thinking about running him to her, you know, make a bunch of exanthics. The only thing is resell on those would kind of suck because they're all albino as well. But it
Well,
would
you
be a,
know.
you know, a clutch full of exanthics, spiders, pinstripes, pastels,
Yeah.
bumblebees.
It would be a cool looking clutch.
It would be cool. It would be a
Yeah.
cool looking clutch, you know.
And cool looking snakes sell, as it turns out, right? So, don't know. Yeah. It'd be tough, though. It'd be tough. Because if you got a whole bunch of spiders, I think it'd be hard to sell to
I
breeders.
agree. To breeders, yeah. But I mean, maybe if you have a good like pet clientele set up or you've done shows a lot. And you could figure out, hey, okay, it's either a line thing or an incubation thing that you can keep, like your animals don't have a wobble. You're not going to be selling animals that'll be problematic to people, basically. Go for it. You know, I wouldn't see why not. That's my personal opinion. Maybe not the right one, but
Well, you know. Who
well,
knows?
anyhow, man. been fun talking with you.
Yeah,
Thanks
thanks for having
for,
me.
you know, going through all the bumps with me
Yeah.
tonight.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
and talking to the bubble, the blinking bubble here.
Yeah, the blinking
I'm
bubble has
sure
been
it's worth
nice. Good
it.
luck.
So
Maintain
just a
it.
quick reminder for everybody. Next week we've got Jessica Hare from Hare Hollow Farms and the Hold Back Rack. I had to concentrate very hard, and she's going to be amazing. And this week we've had Joel. Thank you, my friend. Love it. I love having you on. Appreciate you jumping in, filling in. So, and chat, love you guys as well. Also, another reminder, we do upload these to our like podcasting platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeart, all the good ones. So if you're listening over on those platforms, leave us a little message, let us know, upvote us or leave us a love or a like, depending on the platform you're on. It helps out. If you're on YouTube watching the replay, leave us a comment as well. Let us know. We'd love to know if you're watching us live or replay. And to all of our live chat, thank you. Oh, and before I forget, let's see who was, top tonight. Gotta, dude. Gotta do that. Pop out chat. Bring this over. Get the XP going. It's a whole process, bro.
Dude, I like it. It's cool though.
Bam. There we go.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah. Tough one
Okay.
tonight.
Yeah.
We had the Herp and Harbins. Alicia out there is number one. Morbid Morphs is number two. I don't know how it's not you either, Ashley. I don't know if this is right, in all honesty, because you've maybe the system was just like, look, it's been so many weeks in a row. We're just going to, this can't be right because it's tallying y'all at 75 points.
And yeah, everybody's 75.
Yeah, there's been more comments than that. All right. I don't know about this one, but how's it? Makes sense. What? This whole episode is just going to be scrapped. It doesn't count. All of it, like,
yep, this is all coming together full circle. Nothing works. Good. This is, all right.
It would make sense that not even the counter for this is working. So, man.
Glad to be here. Glad I could bring this back for you.
Yeah, exactly. Reptiles Barely Plugged is going to be the new rebranded. Whoever gave us, we're going to give you credit for that. I'll look back here. All right. Anyhow, I am waving virtually. Y'all can't see me right now. So, Joel, give them a wave, my friend.
Yeah, we'll see you.
See you later. Bye.